time travel. The women meet in the winter, the dark part of the year, in the northern hemisphere, in southern Appalachians. They talk about noticing the light returning. The story of this sojourn is about the cut, or the ending, that will also be the beginning of what's next. They express the value of these sojourns and their desire to continue with no ending in sight. They travel back in time, not their own, but to women meeting in circle, to talk about what is meaningful, sacred even, their grandmother's crafting, sewing fabric to build community. Creating the Story Orb has invited this. The three women who began the Story Orb creation at the previous sojourn weave a story to the woman who was absent to describe the process. Written words in journals, spoken words, and written words on muslin are read aloud to describe the story. Interspersed in this evening is also weariness, nourishment, round kitchen table, antique coffee table, homemade food, quiet. She notes the quiet she usually is surrounded by when alone in her house, and now the quiet envelops all of them in this dark, cold evening. She's longed for a way to show multidimensional theorizing, or theorizing that recognizes the dimensionality of time, arts-based, a precarious methodology. She's moved from poesis, or knowing by making, to sympoesis, or knowing by making with others, and also symtheoria, or theorizing together. This sojourn is a weaving of women in the room and women ancestors throughout time, weaving story and craft and community now, then, and in the future. This sojourn occurs, like all the others in this inquiry, in the Appalachian Mountains that settled themselves here on this earth billions of years ago, ancient height diminished by time. They sit with each other amidst whispers and traces of other journeys and sojourns, creating memories for what and who is to come next. They close the sojourn by randomly choosing strips of muslin with the words from their journals and reading them aloud, poems, blessings, snippets of ceremony, remembrances. They wonder, how are present time women ancestors gathering in community, journals, and fiber interacting?